from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I heard that.
Whoa.
Big orange wagon. Big orange wagon coming up, huh?
Big orange.
Yeah, big orange blue wagon.
When's the next big orange blue wagon come out?
I hope tonight.
Really?
The hell you mean you hope, man? You running a damn show?
Yeah, I got a partner. I believe tonight we will have a new episode of the Big Orange Wagon for the people.
Just make sure he has his head on straight now. Let's go. Let's go now.
Sure. You and old PC, y'all been debating a little bit.
Oh, I mean, I'd never be afraid to step out. You know.
Oh, I know.
Got no problem with it.
The showman.
Yeah, man.
I can't believe you fell for it, Ron.
I fell for what? What?
Ron Hewley.
Well, I mean, I feel like you fell for an old debate trap.
You think I got punked into a debate trap?
No, you didn't get punked. No, you
I didn't do, say punked. No, I mean,
you do a really good job of aggressively standing your ground, right, wrong, or indifferent. No, you ain't losing that battle, Chief. I feel like your point of Dubon should be the center fielder was a valid point. But then it quickly went to that was driven by PC, who had already clearly done his research, so he had you from he had a plan and he had done research, and so he had the advantage on you. And he quickly turned it into a conversation that sounded like you were poking your chest out saying that somebody was a better defensive outfielder than Jake Meyers. Like, just that specifically, when in reality you were just saying, no, I would prefer Dubon. And Dubon hitting 300 and being clutch has a lot to do with that.
All of that too. And I personally think Dubon is a better all around defender anyway. I would just say this, because when someone tells me that you can give me all the stats you want to, because we can go stats all day long. As I said to him, there's a stat floating around about how close Dak Prescott is to Patrick Mahomes' numbers in the last, 3 years. But nobody in their right mind thinks that those two players are anywhere close to each other. Right? Like, nobody in their right mind believes, no matter what kind of numbers you show up. Sometimes numbers don't matter. But I would say this. When you're telling me somebody is a great defensive player, the way Patrick said about Jake Meyers, I would pose this question to you. Now that we didn't got on this, I pose this question to you. Say that the Astros are in a gotta have it game, must win game. I'm talking playoffs, something like that. Must win game, gotta have it. Need to have it to get in, need to have it, whatever. And the game in the ninth inning is tied. And there is a runner at second base with two out. Do you think that Joe Espada and company would sit down and have a serious conversation on should we take Jake Meyers out because of his arm, just in case a ball is hit to center field to give ourselves the best chance to throw somebody out? Do you think that would at least be a realistic conversation?
I would think so, yes.
Now, how the hell can a great defender be in a realistic conversation with the money on the line, with the game on the line being taken out?
Well, that's the point, though, Ron.
Like, you can tell me all your numbers all you want to. That's a great defender. You can't be a great defender if you can't throw. All right? That's a part of it in the outfield. And if you would be taking out potentially, at least a conversation, although I think it would be a great move. Terry Francona did it in the World Series against the Cubs in 2016, where he took his center fielder out because he can't throw and they needed to have the best chance to win. If to have a conversation about that just proves that you can't be a great defender if there's a conversation about you being taken out for defensive purposes. So don't give me great defender with Jake Meyers. And you're right, I fell for it. Who in their right mind has watched Jake Meyers and said, "Boy, that guy,
my boy, Ron,
that guy's a great defensive player."
Well, see, had you been prepared for a Jake Meyers defensive debate, you could have really dug into where he ranks in the arm strength. And you can't just, when you're talking about how great somebody is defensively, right, you can't just dig of a very important part of being a defensive center fielder. Like, you can't dismiss those stats and embrace the ones that prove the point. I feel like you would have, had you known it was going to be so specific of a debate, I feel like you would have had, even though you're not a numbers guy, you would have had some numbers to probably emphasize and highlight the weakness of Jake Meyers defensively as well. So I don't know. I think you're a better debater than most. And I feel like you got kind of set up right.
I'm a master debater.
I doubt that too.
Take the D out. Yeah. I hear you.
I don't know, man. I just feel like, you know, I mean.
Hey, I'm going to stay on it. I'm good. You want to argue that Jake Meyers is a great defensive player and argue that Jake Meyers and Julio Rodriguez are closer than you think as players? I'm good. I don't need a number.
Well, here's the other thing is when it comes to center fielders, like, I'm curious, and I'm seriously asking, like, from a numbers, because I'm less of like looking at some advanced stat that proves a certain point and leaning heavily into it. I think you can find a lot of those to prove your point. But like, how many of those in that same stat that PC was talking about? Like, how many of the top five center fielders rank high in that stat?
Yeah, like, that's why I pointed to him. He showed some stats and like two or three guys who finished in. As Gold Glove finalists in center field, we're like 11th and 12th. And these are guys that people like Michael Harris. Go remember the play he made against the Phillies with the Braves last year where he ended one of those games. That catch he made up against the wall where he ran it down like Jake could never do in his life. He ran it down and then threw it back to first base like Jake could never do in his life. Threw it back to the infield. Like they have him like 10, 11 spots lower than Jake. Nobody in their right mind believes that that Jake Meyers is a better defender than Michael Harris for the Braves. Nobody does.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.